Good morning. I'm Barbara Piper, and we'll be doing a two-person presentation. The background for our study on retirement begins with what we know about retirement from the general population. And those ideas range from anything from a capstone work experience for some, for people who get to do what they always wanted to do, and a time to live out their dreams, to the other extreme where many of us will be having financial concerns, things around survival, housing, paying bills, etc. We're all having a reality check about retirement as a time for leisure, and many of us won't be able to retire. A discussion, however, about retirement options for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities is relatively new. And part of that is because many of the individuals with IDD are aging, which is a fairly new phenomenon. We've also seen that many of the decisions around retirement are assumptive and reflective of the management team and not from the individuals themselves. We also noted that there's few data to inform policy and planning agenda in this area. So the question for us was how to give voice to individuals who are assumed to have limited communication and conceptualization ability. And so these circumstances came together for us to create a need to investigate retirement options for individuals with IDD. So the research question we posed was out of a phenomenologic framework, and we asked what is the lived experience and meaning of work for individuals with IDD. Now the reason we selected work was because we noted it was difficult to discuss a conceptual future event such as retirement for individuals who had no experience with retirement. So we decided to approach retirement indirectly by looking at the meaning of work, which is something they are familiar with. We had a convenience sample of 37 consumers who were supported by our local Rensselaer County ARC. These were individuals who were identified by their supervisors who were able to talk with us in an interview and describe their work. They also had to have the cognitive ability to give consent and participate in decision making on their own behalf. We had a wide range of ages of individuals from their 20s to their early 60s, and all of them worked in some kind of supportive employment in the community. Data collection was individual interviews to discuss how time is spent at work, their experiences at work, and how they spent time when they were not working. The interview process was about 20 to 30 minutes, and we did receive consent from our IRB. Each of these discussions was also videotaped. The interview questions ranged from tell us about the work you do, describe a typical day, tell us what you like about work, what you don't like about work, about the people you work with, and how you spend time when you're not working. And did you ever think about retirement or a time when you're not working? And we also asked people about their dreams for when they're no longer working. We used Von Mann's existential life worlds for the data analysis, and in that framework, the interviews are analyzed along themes of lived relationships, lived space, the experience of body, and lived time. So some of our findings: lived space is the existential idea that lived space is felt space and a place where we feel at home in the world. Findings under that category talk about the space of work itself as important. People talked about who I sit next to, where the supervisor is located, how people around us act, knowing where things are, and having a comfortable home to return to at the end of the day. Lived relationality includes relationships, that we live in a world where we have social purpose and a sense of belonging. So findings under that category, people talked about the love of work is almost stated in terms of relation to friends and relationships. People had an emotional connection to work through the people that they worked with. There's drama at work, people you don't like, people you like, issues with your supervisor. There's a community of work, there's the ability to work in the community depends on the support of others. And work is also a place of loss where people experience the death of friends, people who sat next to them. Lived time is the idea that as human beings we experience subjective time in the world and we experience a future and a past. So findings under that thematic category talked about the concept of retirement was vague and not well articulated other than not working. There's a sense of growing older and time when things would be different. The other thing we found is that work structures time so that the day has a beginning and an end. And people were bored without work in the absence of other abilities to do leisure activity, and time passes slowly then. The frequency of work contributes to the meaningful nature of work. And lastly, there's lived body, the idea that we experience the world through our body as being embodied. Findings under this category talked about the pride of production, using hands to create, to manufacture work. Work has an intrinsic value to the individual that are workers. The body also limits what one can do. It limits the speed of production, the ability to negotiate some spaces. There's pride in work. Someone talked about, I'm the best guy in the program, I do a lot of work, I do everything, I keep going. The essential theme from all these other sub-themes, we believed, was connecting to the world through work. And my colleague, Joan Dasher, will continue.
Good morning. So in our interpretation, we looked at the notion that the concept of retirement was way in the future for some of these individuals, and that included people at the latter end of life. They did not have a concept that retirement could happen now. It was way out there. Work is integral to making daily life meaningful. Many people said that without life, what would I do? So we came to this interpretation. Money is important with regards to work, but the absence of money is not clearly identified as a problem when not working. And that was an interesting finding. It's not clear what an adequate substitution for work may be. Dreams are voiced as special events. They're not voiced as, I envision my life in Florida or on the golf course, something that would happen every day. Which is an exaggeration for this population anyway. But it's a trip to Disney, housework, having some beer, watching the Giants, and for one woman, meeting Derek Jeter was her retirement dream. It could be interpreted that work is the great equalizer. Everyone works, and this makes these participants like the rest of the world. I work, you work, they work. When work structures time, it provides relationships, the context for drama, and the gossip we heard was unbelievable. I mean, this one has this boyfriend, and this one got caught kissing this one, and it was wonderful because it was so much about life itself. Work provides a positive self-image. It's essential to creating a meaningful life. And we raised the question, in the absence of work and work opportunities, where will this come from? Which raises a question about what happens in retirement if retirement happens with these individuals. Worries about physical decline are mostly absent for the interviews. There was one exception with one consumer who talked about getting sick, and she was really like, knock on wood, you know, poo, 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 God forbid, you know, if I get sick. Planning for the retirement, essential connection with community, either through community integration or agency programs is needed. It's very important. Productivity may or not be essential to retirement. This needs further exploration. And that's really important, too, because for the general population, when we look at many theories about retirement, and we do have this notion of a productivity theory about aging, that, you know, that busy ethic, that you have to do volunteer work, you have to go out, you've got to be the best grandma in the world. For this population, those opportunities might not be available, and it might not be the value. So the significance of the finding, the importance and meaning of work appears to be consistent with that of the general population. Issues, this was really important when we were thinking about the significance in light of many of the states going to Medicaid managed care and the new mandates around support for people with disabilities. Issues of financial security and retirement are not part of the equation for this population. This may have policy interpretation as retirement options are sought in a world of scarce resources. The way we work in New York State is that the money for all these services really come under one program. It's all through Medicaid. And depending on where state policy goes with this, and if they go to a much more medical model for Medicaid for this population and lose the social implications and the quality of life aspects of this in their programs, that could be very important. There's a risk that this retirement, about meaning, this dialogue about meaningful retirement options may be viewed as a luxury when elders in the general community are struggling to survive. So if, how do we justify the kind of work programs we have where we might send somebody to Walmart 5 hours a week with a job coach when we have elders who are literally eating cat food? And that's something that we have to give great thought to. The picture may shift as more individuals work out in the community. People we looked at and interviewed both worked in a supported environment as well in community work. And there's a move philosophically away from supported employment into community settings. We did not look at age and gender as variables. The narratives may differ by these. And the value of lived relationships is paramount. Finding an adequate alternative setting from which this, to experience this will be very important. Limitations, speech patterns of participants may be difficult to fully understand. Wide range of ability to respond among the participants. Interview situation itself may be challenging to some, being videotaped. Difficulty among some of the participants to conceptualize the future. Narrative approach alone might not be a best approach. And because of the inclusion criteria for participation in this research, the individuals who will interview may actually represent a small segment of the larger population. Mostly they have a diagnosis of mild intellectual disability, so their IQ range from about 57, 58 to 70. So the next step is to develop further research and look at research methodology. And seek ways to engage participants in full participation. We're thinking that photo elicitation, photo voice, emancipatory research methods might work well, and then to engage the support staff in some of this discussion. There's a lot of health and policy implications. We went through some of this. We realized that work is critical. It's critical to health. This moves the experience of living with intellectual and developmental disability further away from being identified as a medical problem, a medical issue. It makes it harder to medicalize this population. Work is not a nice to do. It's integral to living a full life. The move toward from supported employment to community may not benefit everybody. Some people might not be successful in the community. The financial cost of supporting individuals in the community might be too high to sustain given new policy. And retirement as an option requires further exploration and, in fact, may be an inadequate or inappropriate construct for some individuals, one that we are translating from the general population to this population, and we might have this all wrong. And here's our contact information. Thank you.